You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, GH fans. It's Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got your full roster of weekly spoilers for the ABC soap for Monday, April 15th, all the way through Friday, April 19th. And I also have the new promo. If you stay around to the end of the video, I will put it there just so you can see it. If you haven't, please click subscribe. And now let's just jump right in because there is so much stuff happening next week. I'm super excited about what we're seeing. And of course, this is the last full week before we hit May sweeps, which starts the following Thursday. So we're going to start out on Monday, April 15th, which is season 61, episode 153. Tracy Quartermain gets some news that makes her happy. And that's good because a happy Tracy isn't easy to deal with Tracy. But then she's out in the stables and threatens Cody and says she's going to toss him out if he messes this up. So I just wonder if he might talk to her about somehow getting Sasha a job with the Qs at the stables. Something like that. We'll see how it goes. Sunny Corinthos has a meeting with Drew Kane. I'm guessing Drew is not going to tell him that he banged his estranged wife because that would be pretty awkward. I'm very interested about the subject matter of this meeting. Neither of them are huge fans of Jason's, but Drew doesn't hate him quite like Sunny does, so this should be a good one. Carly keeps chatting with Jason Morgan. She has an update for him, and he disagrees with her on the Sunny issue. Of course, both of them are concerned that Sunny is unhinged and is the one who had Agent Kate's attacked. And that's very important because John suspects something and he goes to Anna Devane with it. And she's completely stunned to see how bruised and battered he is. And I wonder if he does suspect that Sunny had him assaulted. Meanwhile, Ava talks to Nina and she keeps on deceiving her. Nina is under a very mistaken impression that Ava is advocating for her to get her back with Sunny, and that is the furthest thing from the truth. Ava wants Sunny for herself, but she tells her friend that she's making progress with him. BLQ tries to get Maxine not to give up on the deception disaster that's going on at Home and Heart. She has an idea of how they could salvage it. And Gregory has a chat with Mother of the Bride, Lois, who, of course, is there to help him. Tuesday, April 16th, 2024, season 61, episode 154. We got another Gregory chase scene. He's going to spend some time talking to his son, Finn's girlfriend, Elizabeth Weber, and she opens up to him. And I'm looking forward to that. Of course, he doesn't want her involved with his medical care anymore because he's worried she's reporting back to his son. But nonetheless, he does seem to like her. Anna and Laura Spencer both realize something separately, but the same realization. And Trina is back. We've got Trina scenes. She grills Dex and Jocelyn about where they stand with their relationship. They were broken up, but Jocelyn still loves him. And now that he's going into law enforcement, that's better than him being a mobster. But she's very worried that he is going to be killed. Brooklyn Quartermain and Chase have a chat about their finances. This is very important. Remember, Tracy warned her because she was turning around and buying him a better truck than the one he sold to pay for their honeymoon trip to Florence. And this may get awkward, but I think they're going to make it through. Finn and Alexis are there to support each other. And I don't know, I think they're probably going to be at a meeting. He's got a lot of triggers right now with his dad getting progressively sicker. And she is finding that she is very triggered over the stress of possibly getting her law license back. But really, it's more about the stress of possibly not getting back and finding out there's no hope ever. Midweek, Wednesday, April 17th, is episode 155 of the current season. And Ava is hiding something from Sunny. She's hiding a lot from Sunny. Wouldn't it be great if she told him, hey, I couldn't sleep and I popped a couple of these pills and they did nothing for me. Exactly what are those pills? Because that could like kind of fast track this whole thing and might eliminate her as a future suspect, which I feel like she's definitely going to be. Carly, meanwhile, gets closer to Jagger. I wonder if she's doing that strategically. I did a standalone video about this. You can see it in our recent videos or on the General Hospital playlist about whether she's going to work her way closer to Jason to try, to Jagger to try and help Jason. It seems like one of her schemes she might do. Meanwhile, Lois Cirillo talks to Sonny and wants to know if he is going to show up to Brooklyn Quartermain's wedding. And Cyrus Renaud agrees to talk to Anna on the record. And he was very interested in Pikeman, remember? And he was digging into it. So maybe he knows something that she won't. However, you know, he is in jail with Brennan. And if he talks to the cops, Brennan might have him taken out. We'll see how that goes. Dex is working his way towards officially becoming a police officer. He is put through his paces. We're going to see him doing some drills, and it looks like Chase is involved in the training, and there's a little, it looks like they're doing kind of firearms training, but they're not showing him with a gun in his hand, so I don't know. But anyway, he is in the cop training. It looks like he is definitely on the fast track to a badge. Thursday, April 18th is episode 156 of the current season. Jason has a gift for Carly. I wonder if Diane talked Nina into selling the hotel. The thing is, a lot of people have tried to get that hotel back for Carly, loan her the money, give it to her. She said, no, no, no. Jason didn't listen to her say no. He just went and bought it. So I think he's going to tell her, look, you can take it, or I can, you know, try and sell it back to Nina. And I know you don't want that. Or I guess I can branch into hotel and hospitality. Jason doesn't seem like he'd be great at hospitality, not the most hospitable guy. So I do think Carly is going to take it from him, also because she's very concerned about the state of the hotel. So I just wonder if she is going to terrorize Nina since the Crimson offices are in the MetroCorp building. Sonny is very upset on Thursday to learn that Dex is going to be a police officer. I'm sure he's expecting betrayal. Meanwhile, Jocelyn goes to see Anna and she is pleading with her. I think she's very concerned that the new PCPD cop is going to be a casualty because Sonny is going to come for him, and that is a valid concern, but Anna is well aware of this because she specifically recruited Dex because of his knowledge of Sonny's organization. Nina and Drew are bickering again on Thursday, and we might get some more hate sex. I don't know. I thought it was pretty hot. I thought it was kind of fun. Brooklyn Quartermain and her mom, Lois, have a heart-to-heart on Thursday, and that takes us into Friday, April 19th, season 61, episode 157. Lois completely wows Maxie with how much she knows about deception. I think it would be really cool, just as an aside, if Lois wound up working with Deception. I mean, she does have that very Bensonhurst sense of style, but she has that amazing sense of style. And Rena Sofer is so beautiful. I am so happy that she is sticking around. I hated when they let her go up on The Beautiful. And when I heard she was coming back as Lois, it was like, wow, because I love her. Sonny and Carly have a very nasty knockdown, drag out argument on Friday that I'm sure is not going to be pleasant at all. And Drew has a very nice catch-up chat with Willow, and I wonder if he is going to low-key advocate for his new, you can't really call them bed buddies because it looks like they're only banging at the office desk sex buddy, Nina. I don't know. It seemed like he was thinking about it. And Nina finds something out on Friday. All right. Those are all of our weekly spoilers. I'm going to show you that promo in just a second. Please subscribe if you haven't already. Definitely drop your comments on what you are excited to see next week and come back soon because we are here talking General Hospital 7 days a week on your number one YouTube soap opera spoilers channel. And as always, I'm your host, Belinda from Soap Dirt. Thanks for listening.
Don't give up yet. I've got one more Hail Mary.
If there is a problem with it, you are out on your hind end.
You have come to the right person.
My God, what happened to you?
It's progress. I'm sure of it.
Well, I don't think Sonny would see it that way.